Ngā reo, e ngā mana, e ngā rauranga, tirama, tēnā koutou katoa. E hakarongo mai ana koutou ki te reo irirangi Māori o te hiku, o te hika, iwa tikai mawhitu, iratahi, te iarere. Ā, kua hono mai tā tātanei kai kōrero o te wā, arā ko Dr. Roberts. Ka tahuri te hakatau i aia tēnei wā tonu. Mōrena.
Mōrena, kia ora.
Kia ora. Kia koutou katoa i te whānau hakarongo mai ana. Mike Roberts attended medical school in the United Kingdom but moved to New Zealand, Aotearoa, to complete his training in emergency medicine. He worked in Wellington and Christchurch before returning to England, where he held appointments as clinical director of emergency department. Mihinu kia koe e Roberts. Can you please introduce yourself and your role with the National District Health Board?
Yep, hi. So Mike Roberts, and I'm the Chief Medical Officer at Northland District Health Board and one of several doctors who have been leading the development of plans to deal with COVID-19 infections in Northland.
Kia ora, tēnā koe. We hear that the Northland District Health Board have been very busy setting up clinical responses, response for Northland. Can you please let us know what this looks like for Aotearoa?
Sure. So we've been busy doing two different things, actually. One is developing a way of being sure that we can identify and treat patients with COVID-19 infections as best as we possibly can. At the same time, alongside that, we've been developing plans and implementing plans to make sure that we can carry on looking after people with all the other problems with their health that are still going on during this big problem with the pandemic. And that's really important because everybody's focusing on the COVID-19 infections, but we need to make sure that other people are not left behind. And that's why we've done things like starting telephone and video outpatient clinics so that people don't have to travel, people don't have to be close together in an outpatient clinic, but they can still receive care.
Kia ora. And in regards to providing PPE training, does this mean all healthcare workers in Northland will have access to PPE in Northland, and why?
Yep. So nobody needs to be worried about that. We have really good stocks of PPE at the moment, and we know from the government and from the ministry that there are stocks in New Zealand which are enough to last for several weeks, even if the COVID infections really take off. But alongside that, there are places in New Zealand now that are manufacturing the PPE equipment that we need. So we're not worried that we will run out of PPE. We're not worried that, as in some countries, staff will be left seeing patients who have COVID infection and won't have enough PPE to use to keep themselves safe. What we do have to do, though, is stick with the Ministry of Health guidelines about what sort of PPE is used in different situations. So we use the right PPE at the right times, but we don't use too much when we don't need to make sure we preserve the stocks.
I'm sorry, Robert, can you please explain to our listeners what is PPE training?
Sure. So the personal protective equipment that people wear can be anything from just a simple surgical face mask up to using a full gown, an N95 mask, which is a more effective mask at preventing infection crossing from a patient to a healthcare worker, goggles or some sort of eye protection, and gloves. Mm. And the training really relates to the fact that having got those all on and having been with a patient who has a COVID-19 infection, you have to be very careful about the way you take it off so that you don't become contaminated while you're taking the gear off that's on the outside of it, got the virus particles.
Mm.
So that's why we're doing the training for that, to make sure people do it really safely.
Kia ora. And what can our whānau expect in the next couple of weeks?
Well, I'm going to be honest and say I really don't know. So far, it seems to us that the very quick response of the government to lock down the movements of people and to identify and trace people with infection and people they've been in contact with That's been extremely successful in reducing the number of cases, or keeping to a minimum the number of cases that are appearing across the country. And so it would be nice to think that over the next couple of weeks there would be, there will be more cases, but not too many. But at the same time, we know from other countries that it can get out of control very quickly. And when it does, the hospitals start to fill up very quickly with people who are unwell. So I can't tell you exactly what will happen in terms of the number of patients, but what I am sure about is that the staff working for the DHB and the NGOs who provide care on behalf of the DHB out in the community, they're ready, and they're ready for whatever comes. The staff at the DHB have put in huge hours and work really, really well together to make sure that we are ready as a hospital for patients when they come, and that we can give them the best possible treatment. And at the same time, people with other acute health problems can come to the hospital and be kept safe. They don't need to worry about getting infections themselves. And so we hope that there will be not too much work to do from COVID-19, but if there is a lot of work to do, we're ready for it.
Kia ora, tēnā koe. What is the process? Can you talk to our whānau who are listening in? What is the process if they are experiencing symptoms of COVID-19? What are the steps they should be taking?
Sure. So the best thing to do if people think they have symptoms is to call Healthline, or they can call their GP surgery, and they can get advice about what to do in terms of going to have testing. To see if they do have the infection, and they will then get advice about how they should isolate themselves and protect those around them from potentially getting infection from them. Also, and I guess this is important too, if people are feeling very unwell, then they should come to the hospital so that they can be assessed and, if necessarily, treated, because there will be people who have COVID infection who need to come to the hospital. So if you have mild or moderate symptoms, it's stay home, call Healthline, go for testing, and that will help identify who really is infected and who might have picked up the infection from them. But if you're really unwell, come to the hospital and we'll look after you.
Kia ora. But it's simple as that, eh? Just stay home.
If you possibly can, yep.
Kia ora. Any last words to our listeners, Robert? Dr. Robert?
I think... I guess a few things, actually. The first one is the lockdown that's been imposed by the government is a really effective way of stopping the infection. And the staff at the hospital are ready to deal with people who are sick, but we really want to deal with as few people as possible. And so stay at home, keep within your bubble, make sure you're cleaning your hands as regularly and as often as you can, and protect yourselves in that way. And I think be kind to each other. There's no question there's a lot of stress at the moment, not just about the infection, but also about the impact of COVID-19 on the economy, on people's jobs. And there will be a lot of pressure from that for people in Northland. And I think the message, therefore, has got to be kind to each other if you can. And we just hope that when this is over, we can get the Northland economy and Northland people back on their feet as quickly as possible.
Kia ora. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Roberts, thank you for taking the time to us this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Ai rai te whānau, koeira, ko tākuta Roberts, mihi ana ki aia mō ona kōrero I whaiwā te kōrero mai ki a mātou a tēnei ata. Ko Janelle Popata, tēnei, mihi ana kia koutou katoa. Kia ora.